正道的主题是当预备迎接你的身体之光，生长起来结实百倍。
Sermon topic is prepare to meet your God part 2. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown.
各位慕道朋友弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们一起同心的祷告。
Let us pray in one heart.
所以天父，我们真的同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
即正如彼得在山上对你讲的说话。
Just as what Peter said to you on the mountain.
主啊，我们在这里真好。
Lord, it is so good that we are here.
因为我们能够是亲近，更亲近主你自己。
Lord, because we can draw near to you.
主，感谢主你爱我们，你愿意与我们的同在。
Lord, thank you for loving us and you're willing to be with us.
你感谢你爱我们，你今次早上愿意对我们说话。
You love us so that you are willing to speak with us today.
主，求你的宝血先洁净同我们每个人的过犯和罪业。
May you cleanse the sins and transgressions of each of us.
因为我们知道非圣洁没有能见主的面。
Because we understand that without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
让我们今天早上在你面前能够蒙恩蒙爱，就能够来到主你跟前，能够得听到主你的话语。
On this morning, may we be loved, may we be shown favor, so that we can hear your word and feel your love.
求主你，即系你嘅宝血洁净孩子，让孩子成为主你圣洁话语嘅出口。
May you cleanse me so that I will become a channel of your word.
让我哋能够得听到主你嘅话语，藏在心里。
So we hear your word and we store it up in our hearts.
求你即系使用翻译嘅姊妹，将主你嘅道翻译得清楚明白。
May you also use the interpreter so she interprets your word clearly.
我们祷告、祈求、感谢、奉主耶稣基督的名。
A prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们信息的主题是当预备迎接你的神。
Today's sermon topic is prepare to meet your God.
我们上一次学习过神的目的不是要叫我们害怕，神的目的是要我们能够有一天能够丰丰富富地去到他国的里面。
Last time we learned that the purpose of God is not for us to be afraid, but one day we receive a rich welcome into his kingdom.
彼得跟我们讲到能够要丰丰富富地进到神的国里面，有一个条件就是我们属灵的生命需要成长。
Peter told us that in order to receive a rich welcome into his kingdom, we need to grow in our spiritual lives.
正如肉身的生命成长需要食物，我们属灵生命成长都需要食物。
Just as when our body grows, we need food. When our spiritual life grows, it also needs food.
在圣经里面提到有几种可以帮助我们属灵生命成长的食物。
The Bible mentions a few foods that can help our growth in the growth in our spiritual lives.
从我们刚刚读到这个撒种比喻的经文里面，其中一个食物就是神的话。
According to the parable of scattering the seeds we just read, one of the foods is the word of God.
经文里面讲到有四类的人，他们都听到神的话。
The Bible says that there are four types of people and they all hear God's word.
他们听到的同样的话，但他们的结果却不一样。
They hear the same word, but the results are very different.
就好像我们大家都读同一本圣经，但有人分享到神教他这个，神教他那个。
Just as some of us, just as we read the same Bible, and some of us share with others with a parable, with a particular teaching of God.
有些人分享到神很安慰他。
And some say that God comforts them.
有些人分享到神很鼓励他，能够给他们有力量。
Some say that God encourages them and gives them power.
但是有些人他觉得好像读一个旧的报纸，又是同样的记载，又是同样的故事。
But some think that it is like reading an old newspaper. It is the same records, it is the same stories.
有些人觉得好像读圣经，好像读法律文件一样，读到很多很多的字，但是不明白他讲什么东西，最后放弃了。
And some think that it is like reading a legal document. They read many words, but do not understand the meaning of them, and they end up giving up.
为什么大家都读同一本的圣经，但是得到不同的结果呢？
When we read the same Bible, why do we have a different result?
为什么不是每个人都得到读经的益处呢？
Why not everyone can have the same benefits of reading the Bible?
我们可能都说我们打开圣经之前我们有祷告，我们有认罪。
We may say, before we open the Bible, we pray and we confess our sins.
我们付上时间，付上努力，我们甚至乎每天都读经。
We spend our time, we put our efforts, and even we read the Bible every day.
但是为什么读圣经会这么闷呢？
But why reading the Bible is so boring?
为什么读圣经我的生命没有改变呢？
Why does my life not change even though I read the Bible?
但另一方面，为什么有些人读圣经，天上的宝库好像是打开的一样呢？
On the other hand, why when other people read the Bible,The treasure in heaven opens to them.
我之前聽到聽一個故事，依個故事講到啲屋裏邊有好多嘅寶藏。
I heard of a story before, and the story tells that in a house there are a lot of treasures.
但係一個好重嘅門將佢鎖起嚟。
There is a heavy door which locks up the treasures.
跟住一個大錘嚟打嗰個鎖，但係打唔開。
A hammer comes to knock on the lock, but it doesn't open.
一个电锯又嚟锯嗰个锁，但系都锯唔开。
A chainsaw comes to cut the lock, it doesn't open either.
最后一条小小嘅锁匙就嚟到，好轻而易举就开咗个锁啦。
At last, a small key comes and it opens the lock easily.
之后嗰个大锤同埋电锯就嚟到，好好奇嘅就问呢个锁匙：你系点样开到个锁嘅？
The hammer and chainsaw are curious, and they ask the key, "How did you open the lock?"
锁匙就回答话：因为我明白佢嘅心。
The key answers, "Because I understand its heart."
锁匙明白呢个锁嘅心，佢就能够打开嗰个门同埋里边嘅宝藏。
The key understands the Lord's heart, therefore it can open the door and the treasures in it.
在撒种的比喻里面，神的话是一样的，四类人听的都是同样的话，是有一些什么是不同呢？
In the parable of scattering the seeds, God's word is the same, and those four types of people, they all hear the same word.
唯一不同的就是人的心。
Then what is different? The only difference is in man's heart.
只有一种的心领受了神的话，是能够成长。
Only one type of heart receives God's word and can grow and produce a crop.
所以关键是人需要有一个对的心。
Therefore, the key is that a man needs to have a proper heart.
今天讲到话其他东西是没有价值。
I'm not saying other things are invaluable.
就好像去年姊妹弟兄教导我们怎样去灵修读经，有些弟兄姊妹都分享到很有帮助。
Just as last year,Our brother Jimmy taught us how to do devotion and read the Bible. Some brothers and sisters gave the feedback that such teaching was helpful.
最近都聽到啲姊妹佢哋計劃一齊嘅讀經，話都好。
Recently, I heard that some sisters plan to read the Bible together, and I think it is very good too.
弟兄姊妹和睦同居，何等嘅善，何等美！
How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity.
但在撒种的比喻里面告诉他们知道有一个对的心是更加的重要。
However, in the parable of scattering the seeds, we are told that it is more important for us to have a proper heart.
我看到撒旦不怕人读圣经。
We can see that Satan isn't afraid of people reading the Bible.
他有办法令我们徒劳无功。
Because he can let our reading be in vain.
主话盗贼嚟，无非要偷窃、杀害同埋毁坏。
The Lord says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
当人读经唔明白嘅时候，撒旦就嚟将佢听到嘅偷去啦。
When men do not understand the Bible, Satan comes and takes away the word they hear.
但我哋听到我哋唔专心，我哋想瞓觉。
If we are not focused on hearing the word and we fall asleep,
到崇拜结束嗰时候，大部分已经唔记得啦，因为被偷啦。
When the service finish, we forget most of the messages because they are taken away.
呢个第一类路旁嘅心。
And it is the first type of heart, the heart along the path.
對於嗰啲聽咗歡喜領受嘅，撒旦就嚟殺害。
Those who receive the word with joy, when they hear it, Satan comes to kill it.
撒旦將一啲挑戰、遭遇、困難加喺佢哋身上。
Satan gives them challenges, difficulties, and adversities.
之前我認識一位呢個肢體就係咁樣，剛信主嘅時候好熱心。
I know a person who was like this. He was passionate at the beginning.
真嘅係發苗最快，熟練嘅追求跑得比別人都快。
He grew very quickly. His spiritual pursuit was faster than anyone.
即使佢家人都覺得佢好唔一樣。
Even his family thought that he changed a lot.
佢喺教會裏邊公開見證嘅時候都好感動。
The testimony he gave in the church was very touching.
但係冇幾耐，佢喺公司裏邊遇到啲挫折嘅時候，佢整個生命就跌倒垮啦。
But shortly after, he experienced a setback in his workplace. His entire life collapsed.
呢個唔係話呢位肢體唔好，相反係佢太好啦，所以撒旦就嚟殺害、傷害佢。
It is not because this person was not good, but because he was too good, Satan came to kill and destroy him.
呢個係第二類磐石上嘅心。
And it is the second type of heart, the heart on the rock.
而撒旦第三種嘅伎倆就係毀壞，而大部分基督徒都跌喺呢個陷阱裏邊。
And the third type of trick that Satan uses is to destroy, and most Christians fall to it.
呢個就係第三類荊棘類嘅心。
And this is the third type of heart, the heart among thorns.
主喺路加福音八章十四節講到，佢哋結不出成熟嘅籽粒嚟。
Please take note of what the Lord says in Luke chapter 8, verse 14. They do not mature.
呢個好可惜，因為佢唔係冇成長，而係佢結不出成熟嘅籽粒嚟。
This is very sad because they did grow, but they did not mature.
我相信我哋大部分基督徒信咗之後都長啦，跟我哋以前信主嘅時候唔一樣。
I believe most Christians have grown after their conversion. They are different from before.
但係過咗一段時間之後，我哋嘅生命唔長啦。
But after a while, their life stopped growing.
因為撒旦將思慮、錢財、宴樂丟落嚟。
Because Satan gives them worries, riches, and pleasures.
工作上嘅壓力，經濟上嘅重擔。家人孩子的需求，世界上的吸引真是數之不盡。
Work pressure, financial burden, the needs of our family and children, the temptations in the world, you name it.
所以主話，盜賊來無非要偷竊、殺害同埋毀壞。
Therefore, the Lord says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
主話只有一種嘅心係能夠生長結實嘅。
The Lord says that there is only one type of heart can grow and produce a crop.
呢個就係第四類，就喺好土裏邊嘅心。
And this is the fourth type of heart, a heart on a good soil.
所以讀經方法好重要，肢體一齊讀經亦都好寶貴，但係我哋更需要有一個對嘅心。
Therefore, the method of reading the Bible is very important. It is also very precious for brothers and sisters to read the Bible together. But it is even more important that we have a proper heart.
只有一個對的心才能夠打開屬天寶庫的門。
Only a proper heart can open the door to the heavenly treasures.
我們今早早上的金句阿摩斯說，二人若不同心，豈能同行呢？
The weekly scriptures in the book of Amos, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?
兩個人有一個對嘅關係，因為兩個人同心。
Two people can have a proper relationship because they agree with each other.
當我哋同心嘅時候，佢哋就能夠同行。
When they agree with each other, they can walk together.
我記得我當初認識太太嘅時候，我第一次去台灣去睇佢，我去咗一個禮拜。
I remember when I first knew my wife, I went to Taiwan to visit her for the first time, and I went there for 1 week.
太太雖然是台灣人，但是對台灣不熟。
Although my wife was a Taiwanese, he was not familiar with Taiwan.
So I went to see him for 1 week, and most of the time I was in his house, walking around.
Therefore, in the entire week of my visit, most of the time we went to the same place near her house. Although most of the time we went to the same place and we did not speak the same language, both of us were very happy. Because we had a relationship of love, our hearts were united. Amos had a proper relationship with God. He had a heart the same as that of God. Therefore, we can see that God continued to speak with him.
耶和华如此说, 主耶和华万军之神说, 这是耶和华说, 这段说话出现了40日次, 至少40日次。
This is what the Lord says, declares the Lord God Almighty, says the Lord, were written for at least 41 times.
同样, 如果我们希望神能够常常对我们说话的时候,
Similarly, if we want God to always speak with us, we need to have a proper relationship with God, we need to have a heart the same as that of God.
都只有这样的时候, 我们的属灵生命只能够成长结实。
Only in this way, our spiritual lives can grow and produce a crop.
今天我们会学习第一, 神期望和我们有些什么关系?
Today, we will learn the following. First, what relationship does God want to have with us?
第二是什么破坏了这个关系?
Second, what are the things that destroy our relationship?
第三,我们如何修复这个被破坏的关系?
Third, how to restore the damaged relationship?
第一,神期望和我们有一个对的关系。
First, God wants to have a proper relationship with us.
神在尼迦书6章8节讲到, 世人啊,他向你所要的是什么呢? 只要你行公义、好怜悯、全谦卑的心与你的神同行。
God says this in the book of Micah. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
神都讲到二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
God also says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so.
两个人能够同行，因为两个人同心。
When two people can walk together, it is because their hearts are united.
当两个人同心的时候，他们之间的关系一定是亲密。
When two people's hearts are united, their relationship must be close.
就好像之前提到，我去台湾看太太的时候，因为我们里面有一个爱的关系，有同心。
Just as I mentioned before, I went to see my wife in Taiwan because we had a relationship of love, we had a united heart.
所以在同一个地方同行多日都很开心。
Therefore, even though we went to the same place for a few days, we were still happy.
所以如果我们综合这两段的经文，神在找一个跟他有对关系的人。
Therefore, when we summarize these two scriptures, we can see that God is looking for people who have a proper relationship with Him.
今天人到处在找，去寻找爱，要找一个能够自己同心同行的人。
Today, people are looking for love everywhere, for someone who agree with them and walk with them.
但有几多人是真的找到呢?
But how many of them can find it?
就好像我之前提到，在台湾遇到一个年轻的，不知是夫妇还是男女朋友。
Just as I said before, in Taiwan, we came across, I'm not sure they are a young married couple or boyfriend and girlfriend.
男的梦想去夏威夷，女的梦想能够两个人永远在一起。
The male's dream was to go to Hawaii, while the female's dream was that both of them can be together forever.
要能够遇到同心的人，不容易。
It is not easy to find someone who has a united heart with you.
我们还有一个说话叫做同床异梦。
There is a Chinese saying, a couple sleeps on the same bed, but make different dreams.
就是说到我们夫妇，我们应该是很close的。
which means that a married couple should be very close.
但事實上，他們的心以至他們發的夢都不一樣。
But the fact is that their hearts and the dreams that they make are different.
人在這裡找著同心同行的人，神也在找著同心同行的人。
While men are looking for someone who agree with them and walk with them, God is doing the same.
在創世記五章廿四節，當神找到以諾與神同行的時候，神就將他拿去了。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24, God found Enoch who could walk with them, and God took him away.
當神找到大衛的時候，神很開心。
When God found David, he was glad.
所以過了多年，去到《使徒行傳》的時候，神仍忍不住說，我尋得耶西的兒子大衛，他是合我心意的人。
So after many years, until the book of Acts, God said this, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart.
英文 NIV 的翻譯是答話是 after my own heart， 是跟著我心走的人，換句話說跟我同心的人。
The NIV English translation is after my own heart, which means a man who follows my heart, in other words, the one who has a united heart with me.
阿摩斯是一個跟神有對關係的人。
Amos was the one who had a proper relationship with God.
這個不單是因為他聽神的吩咐去到以色列北國。
It is not only because he obeyed God's commands and went to the northern Israel.
阿摩斯書七章，阿摩斯說我是牧，他是牧人，是修理桑樹，他不是先知，也不是先知的門徒。
In the book of Amos, chapter 7, it says, I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees. He was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son.
但是当神吩咐他去的时候，他就离开他的安乐窝，离开他的国家，去到以色列北国。
But when God commanded him to go, he left his comfortable home, his country, and went to the northern country.
但在那里的人不欢迎他，叫他 go back.Get out.
But in the northern country, people did not welcome him. They told him to get out and go back.
这个是一个很恶劣、很敌对的一个环境。
That was a very adverse and hostile situation.
阿摩斯和神的关系不是单止停在神吩咐他讲什么，他就讲什么。
The relationship between Amos and God was not only when God commanded Amos to say something and he said so.
我們都讀過跟阿摩斯同期的先知約拿。
We also read the stories about Prophet Jonah, who was at the same period of Amos.
神吩咐他講啲咩，佢亦都講啲咩嘢。
When God commanded Jonah to say something, he also said so.
但係神降災嘅時候，約拿就大大不悦，且甚發怒。
However, when God did not send the calamity,Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry.
阿摩斯不一樣，他是能夠往前更進一步的。
But Amos was different. He stepped forward.
阿摩斯不單止忠心地傳神的話，他能夠進到神心裡面的感受。
Not only did Amos preach God's word faithfully, but he also understood God's mind.
他明白神心裡面的受傷。
He understood God's sadness.
他明白神要啲咩嘢。
He understood what God wanted.
阿摩斯係一個從跟神同心嘅人。
Amos had a heart the same as that of God.
再睇睇阿摩斯書七章一節，神同阿摩斯講，佢要做蝗蟲嚟到吃盡嗰地嘅青物。
So we can see that from the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 1, God said to Amos, He was preparing swarms of locusts, and they will strip the land clean.
用句話講，連野草都冇。
In other words, there were not even grass.
今日聽到中東打仗嘅地方，啲人冇食物食，要食草，我哋會覺得好慘。
Today we heard that there are battles in the Middle East due to the lack of food. People need to eat grass. We think that they are pitiful.
所以當神同阿摩斯講嘅説話，其實更加慘，係一個全面性嘅饑荒。
What God said to Amos in that day was even more pitiful, because that was a critical famine.
阿摩斯明白神心裏面嘅感受。
Amos understood God's mind.
他知道沒有憐憫的神是不願意看到他的子民受苦的。
He knew that the merciful God was not willing to see his people to suffer.
於是阿摩斯立刻向神求赦免，神就後悔說：這災可以免了。
Therefore, Amos immediately prayed to God for forgiveness, and the Lord relented. This will not happen.
七章四節都差不多，阿摩斯又立刻向神懇求。
Chapter 7, verse 4 is similar. Amos immediately prayed to God for forgiveness.
神就後悔說這災可以免了。
And the Lord relented, this will not happen.
這個不是因為阿摩斯懇求神改變他的主意。
God changed his mind not because of Amos' petition.
是因為神愛他的子民，從開始神就不願意降這麼重的災害。
But because he loved his children, at the very beginning, God is not willing to send such severe calamity.
Amos knew
that God does not willingly bring affliction or grief to the children of man.
即使受苦憂愁神都不甘心，更何況是一個全面的饑荒。
God does not willingly bring even affliction or grief, let alone a critical famine.
阿摩斯的懇求講出了他同神的同心。
Amos' petition showed that he had a heart the same as that of God.
在出埃及記，我們看到摩西按照神的吩咐，照著神指示他山上的樣式，忠心的建造會幕和聖所。
In the book of Exodus, we read that Moses obeyed God's commandments and the pattern shown him on the mountain to build the tabernacle and the sanctuary faithfully.
同阿摩斯一樣，摩西係能夠進到神心裏邊嘅感受。
Same as Amos, Moses also understood God's mind.
當以色列人拜金牛犊，神發嬲話唔同佢哋一齊去迦南地啦，摩西就向神懇求。
When the Israelites bowed down to an idol cast in the shape of a calf, God was angry and said that he won't lead them to the land of Canaan. Moses pleaded to God. Because Moses understood that God actually desired to go with them.
所以聖經講到喺會幕起好之後，耶和華嘅榮光就充滿咗聖殿，充滿咗帳幕。
Therefore, the Bible says that after the tabernacle was built, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
神立刻搬入去，因為神喜歡同佢哋一齊。
God moved into it immediately because God loved to be with them.
摩西係一個同神同心嘅人。
Moses had a heart that was the same as that of God.
所以聖經形容到神與摩西面對面的說話，好像人與朋友說話一般。
Therefore, the Bible says, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend.
人與神能夠面對面說話已經很不容易。
It is not easy for man to speak with God face to face.
更何況說話好像人與朋友一樣。
Let alone a man speaks with God like speaking with a friend.
所以从旧约创世纪到新约启示录，我哋都可以读到神一路喺度揾紧同佢同心嘅人。
Therefore, from the book of Genesis in the Old Testament to the book of Revelation in the New Testament, God has been looking for people whose heart was the same as His.
例如我哋读到启示录主写俾以弗所教会嘅书信。
For example, when we read the letter in the book of Revelation written by the Lord to the church in Ephesus.
雖然以弗所教會對主忠心，為主嘅名勞苦。
Although the church in Ephesus was faithful to the Lord and has endured hardships for the Lord's name.
但主責備佢哋，你哋把起初嘅愛心離棄了。
But the Lord rebuilt them. You have forsaken your first love.
因为神不是要人办事，神是要跟他同心的人。
Because God doesn't want man to work for him, he wants those who have a heart the same as that of him.
今天神仍然在找跟他同心的人。
Today, God is still looking for people whose heart is the same as his.
其实在我们刚刚信主的时候，我们接受主成为我们个人救主的时候，我们都曾经有过这个跟主的同心。
Actually, when we first received the Lord, when we first accepted the Lord be our own Savior, we all had a heart that was the same as that of the Lord.
那是什么破坏了这个同心？
Then what are the things that destroy this heart?
是什么叫我们失去了这个起初的爱心？
And what causes us to have forsaken our first love?
所以现在来到我们第二点，是什么破坏了我们同主的关系？
Now it comes to the second point. What are the things that destroy our relationship with God?
我们同主的关系被破坏，是因为有其他的人事物进到我们的心里面。
Our relationship with God is destroyed is because there are other things and people come into our hearts.
以致我们对主的爱越来越淡，破坏了我们同主的关系。
And therefore, our love to the Lord has become less and less, and our relationship with the Lord is destroyed.
我想我们都喝过 100% 的成果酒。
I think we have all drunk the 100% pure juice.
但如果我们将水一直一直地倒在这杯果汁里面，
However, if we continue to put water into this juice,
这杯纯果汁的原来的 100% 的果汁的成分就越来越减少了。
The ingredients of this 100% pure juice will become less and less pure.
50%, 30%, 10% 到最后 0% 果汁。
It will decrease to 50%, 30%, 10%, and at the end, 0%.
这杯纯果汁的味道，亦都从原本很浓的味道，渐渐变得淡而无味。
The taste of this pure juice will also change from rich to light.
所以，点解我哋对主嘅爱越嚟越淡呢？
Therefore, why our love to the Lord has become less and less?
因为有主以外嘅人事物，甚至乎罪恶进到我哋嘅心里面。
Because there are people and things apart from the Lord, and even there are sins which have come into our hearts.
我们心里面主的成分不再是原来的 100% 主。
The ingredients of our heart are no longer 100% of the Lord.
正如保罗讲到，失去那向基督所存纯一清洁的心。
Just as Paul said,We are led astray from our sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
现在市面上买的果汁都加一些东西，这些东西叫做添加物。
The juice sold in the market has things added to it, and they are called additives.
因为果汁罐外面都印了很漂亮的生果，但是成分上面写 0% 果汁，因为有添加物。
Although the can of the juice shows beautiful fruits,The ingredients have 0% juice because of the additives.
我们基督徒的心都有很多的添加物。
There are also a lot of additives in the hearts of Christians.
不同的人有不同的添加物。
Different people have different types of additives.
这些添加物可以是罪。
The additive can be sin.
这些添加物都可以是神的恩典。
It also can be God's grace.
例如事业、家庭、儿女、房屋、存款。
Such as our career, family, children, properties, and savings.
这些添加物都可以吃喝玩乐。
These additives can also be eating, drinking, and enjoyments.
所以主在路加福音21章佢提醒门徒，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食、醉酒并今生的思虑，累住你们的心。
Therefore, the Lord reminded his disciple in the book of Luke, chapter 21, Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life.
So, 我基督徒的心里面有很多的添加物。
Therefore, we Christians have a lot of additives in our hearts.
这个添加物就将我们原本同主的同心，从原来 100% 主的成分，渐渐渐渐掺杂到最后。零的percent
The additives change our heart from 100% ingredients of the Lord gradually to 0%.
雖然我們仍然去教會，
although we still go to the church,
我們仍然有崇拜，
although we still attend the worship,
但我們生活裡面主的成分不多，
we do not have many ingredients of the Lord in our lives.
我們靠我們的聰明智慧去作決定。
We make our own decision. We rely on our wisdom and intelligence.
我们用我们的价值观去养育我们的儿女。
We raise and educate our children, with our own value.
我们甚至乎靠我们的经验去侍奉。
And we serve the Lord with our own experience.
从外面看上来，人都会觉得啊，几好，好敬虔，甚至乎我好似好爱主。
From the outside, people may think that we are good Christians, we are faithful, we love the Lord.
就好似嗰啲果汁罐外邊印咗嗰啲好靚嘅水果一樣。
Just as the can of the juice, which is printed with some beautiful fruits.
但係其實我哋知道我哋裏邊係咩嘅一回事。
But we know what is happening inside of us.
因為我哋把起初嘅愛心離棄了。
Because we have forsaken the first love.
里面主的成分已经不再是纯 100% 主的成分，因为里面有添加物。
The ingredients of our hearts is no longer 100% Lord, because we have additives.
这些添加物正在破坏着，或者已经破坏了我们的属灵生命。
And these additives are destroying or have destroyed our spiritual lives.
我哋发觉我哋里面失去咗平安喜乐。
We find that we lose peace and joy in us.
我哋发觉我哋里面好容易发怒。
And we find that we become angry very easily.
我发觉我哋读圣经好似读报纸，好似读法律文件一样。
We find that when we read the Bible, it is like reading an old newspaper or a legal document, which is very boring.
我哋发觉读经好沉闷，甚至乎我哋都唔想读。
We don't even want to read the Bible.
或者我哋冇谂到呢个情形嘅严重性。
We may not have thought about the severity of the situation.
但系呢啲都系一个 sign。
But all this is a sign.
呢个 sign 系话俾我知道，我哋正系活喺黑暗嘅里边。
The sign tells us that we are living in the darkness.
一书一章五节讲到，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
In the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, it says, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
如果我们真的活在神的同在里面，我们读经的时候应该自然看到亮光。
If we truly live in the presence of God, when we read the Bible, we will see the light.
所以如果有很长一段日子，我们发觉读经没有亮光，这里是一个 sign, 我们是活在黑暗的里面。
Therefore, if we do not see any light in a very long time after we read the Bible, this is a sign that we are living in the this is a sign that we are living in the darkness.
我哋可唔可以想象到喺我哋平日嘅生活里边，我哋活喺一个漆黑一片嘅环境里边
？Can we imagine that in our daily lives, what will it be like if we live in the darkness?
在家裡面我們可能會撞到牆，我們可能會跌下樓梯。
We may bump into a wall at home, we may fall down the stairs.
我們會受傷。
We may get hurt.
我們不能夠看書，我們不能夠煮食，我們什麼都做不到。
Neither can we read the book or cook, we can do nothing.
我們會很不方便。
We will find it very inconvenient.
在路上我們可能會撞車，可能會碌落山。
On the road, we may have a car crash. Our car may fall off a hill.
我哋会有危险。
And we will be in danger.
如果我哋将呢个图画放大到我哋整个人生，如果我哋整个人生都活喺黑暗里边嘅时候，呢个情况会点样样咧
？If we enlarge this picture to our entire lives, if we live in the darkness in our entire life, what will it be like?
呢个系一个可怕，连我哋谂都唔敢谂嘅局面。
This will be a terrible situation that we can't even imagine.
所以如果我们有以上提到的 sign 的时候，是神告诉我们知道我们正活在黑暗的里面。
Therefore, if we have the sign that I mentioned above, it is God who is telling us that we are living in the darkness.
而且佢結局係可怕，連我哋諗都唔敢諗嘅局面。
And the consequence is terrifying, a situation that we do not dare to imagine.
呢個局面係因為我哋心裏邊有添加物破壞咗我哋同神嘅關係。
We have such a situation because we have additives in our hearts which destroy our relationship with God.
最後一點，我點樣能夠修復呢個被破壞嘅關係呢？
Lastly, how do we restore the damaged relationship?
在啟示錄二章，當以弗所教會離棄咗起初愛心，主話應當回想從哪裏墜落的。
In the book of Revelation chapter 2,When the church in Ephesus has forsaken its first love, the Lord says, "Remember the height from which you have fallen."
我哋需要去揾出系咩嘢令我哋失去咗同主嘅同心。
We need to find out what causes us to lose our heart that was the same as that of the Lord.
就好似我哋去超市买一袋米，当我哋一边行一边发觉有米跌喺地上面。
Just as we go to the supermarket and buy a bag of rice, and we see some rice falling onto the ground while we are walking,
咁一定係有原因。
There must be a reason.
個米袋一定係某個地方有一個破洞。
There must be a hole somewhere on the bag.
我諗我哋一定會停低落嚟去檢查究竟呢個破洞喺邊度。
I think we will certainly stop walking and try to find the hole.
同樣，我哋要停低落嚟去揾出嗰個破壞我哋同神同心嘅添加物係啲咩嘢。
In the same way, we need to stop and find out the additives that destroy our heart that was the same as that of God.
喺撒種嘅比喻裏邊，我哋睇到撒旦用各種嘅伎倆嚟到破壞我哋。
In the parable of scattering the seed, we can see that Satan uses all kinds of tricks to destroy us.
叫我哋唔能夠成長。
So we can't grow.
又叫嗰啲已經成長嘅唔能夠結實。
And those who have grown cannot become mature.
但係我哋唔能夠只係將責任丟俾撒，話係撒旦做嘅，然後我哋咩都唔做。
But we can't just pass the buck to Satan and then do nothing.
喺約書亞記第七章，當亞幹將當日嘅物收起嚟嘅時候，佢以為冇事，冇人知道。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 7,When Achan hid some devoted things, he thought it should be fine and no one would know.
但係當神同以色列人講緊約書亞記七章十三節，你們若不除掉，在仇敵面前必站立不住。
But God said to the Israelites in the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 13, You cannot stand against your enemies until you remove it.
我哋需要有行動，而且係立刻嘅行動。
We need to take action, and we need to take action immediately.
我唔知道大家有冇俾蟻咬過。
Have you ever been stung by ants?
喺上個禮拜洗喺 driveway 洗車嘅時候，就俾蟻咬過至少五次。
Last week when I was washing my car in my driveway, my legs were stung for at least 5 times.
因為我企嘅地方就係啲蟻經過嘅地方。
Because where I stood was the pathway of the ants.
俾蟻咬只腳，唔單止係痛，真嘅係站立不住。
Not only did the ant bites painful, but they also made me no longer can stand.
但每一次覺得被咬嘅時候，我唔會話咬佢，我就立刻就殺咗佢。
Every time I felt an ant bite, I killed the ant immediately.
同樣，我哋需要去立刻揾出呢個破壞我哋同神同心嘅添加物。
Similarly, we need to find out the additives which destroy our relationship with God immediately.
如果是罪，我们需要认罪悔改。
If it is the sin, we need to confess our sin.
如果有些不好的习惯，例如懒，我们要改变，我们不能够再懒。
If it is a bad habit, for example, being lazy, then we need to change. We should not be lazy anymore.
正如上一點提到，嗰啲破壞我哋同神同心嘅添加物，佢哋亦都可以係神嘅恩典。
And just as I mentioned in the previous point that the additive that destroys our united heart with God can also be God's grace.
例如事業、家庭、兒女、房屋、存款。
For example, our career, family, children, properties, and savings.
佢哋都係好，都係即係自己神力都冇叫我哋要放棄。
They are all good, and God doesn't ask us to give them up.
但係神教導我哋，神必須喺啲一切嘅人事物之先。
But God teaches us to put God before everything.
就好似我上次提到喺台灣坐嘅小火車。
Just as in the last time I mentioned that, I took a small train in Taiwan.
每一次抵達到終點嘅時候，佢哋都要將個火車頭移到火車嘅另外一邊。
Every time when the train arrived at its destination, the driver turned the locomotive to the other side, to the other end.
因為火車頭必須喺前邊行。
Because the locomotive must be in front.
所以神同我哋讲到，佢必须喺我哋一切人事物嘅以先。
Therefore, God tells us that He must be in the front of our everything.
因为呢个我哋能够正常生活嘅次序。
Because it is the order for us to live a normal life.
我相信你冇一个人睇过一个火车头喺火车后边推啊。
I believe no one has ever seen that a locomotive pushes the train at its back.
冇人會咁做，因為次序唔啱就唔會運作。
No one would do it because it can't operate when the order is incorrect.
但係我哋可能會講，我哋嘅事業太有成就感。
But we may say that we have a great sense of achievement from work.
我哋家庭兒女太可愛啦。
Our family and children are so lovely.
我哋房屋太舒適啦。
Our house is so comfortable.
我哋點樣能夠將神放喺啲一切嘅之先呢？
Then how do we put God before all this?
保罗在腓立比书三章八节讲到，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And Paul said this in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 8. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
即使我哋唔能够将我哋嘅事业、家庭、儿女、房屋存款当作有损
，although we can't consider our career, family, children, properties and savings a loss，
但系至少我哋可以做一件事情，就系要认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
We can do at least one thing, that is to know Christ Jesus, my Lord, as the surpassing greatness.
舉個例子，雖然聽起嚟有啲俗氣一啲，我哋都食過自助餐。
Let me give you an example which may sound a bit tacky that we all have had a buffet。
喺嗰日或者我哋出門之前，我哋會食少啲嘢。
On that day before we have the buffet, we would eat less at home。
唔係屋企裏邊嘅食嘢唔好食。
It is not because the food at home isn't good。
係因為自助餐食物更加好食。
But the food at the buffet is even better。
特別係如果自助餐供應係嗰啲我哋平常好少食到嘅食物
，especially when the buffet has food that we seldom eat in our everyday lives，
咩海鮮啊、魚生啊、大翅
，such as seafood, sashimi and scallops。
所以我哋至少要認識我哋主基督耶穌為至寶。
Therefore, at least we need to。Know Christ Jesus, my Lord, as a surpassing greatness.
我點樣能夠做到呢
？And how do we do it?
喺啟示錄二章五節，主教導我哋要行起初所行嘅事。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 5, God teaches us to do the things you did at first.
我哋回想主喺十字架上邊為我哋嘅罪而被釘死。
Let us recall the Lord who was crucified on the cross for our sins.
我哋要回想起初我哋信主追求嘅日子，我哋里面充满咗一份嘅对主嘅爱慕。
Let us recall when we pursued the Lord, we were filled with love to the Lord.
我哋回想起初我哋祷告嘅时候，主就好似喺我哋旁边一样。
Let us recall when we prayed at first, we felt that the Lord was next to us.
我哋回想我哋被圣灵充满嘅时候，里面涌流一份嘅平安同埋喜乐。
Let us recall when we were filled with the Holy Spirit, we had joy and peace in us.
我哋回想艰难嘅日子，神点样去帮助我哋
？Let us recall in our difficult days, how did the Lord help us?
我又回想被神管教嘅时候，嗰下时候几咁嘅真实。
And let us recall the days when God disciplined us, how faithful was the Lord?
然后我们来行我们起初所行的事。
Then we do the things we did at first.
不知道大家起初信主或者追求的时候做些什么事。
I don't know what you did when you first believed in Christ or pursued Christ.
只有个人方面，我会常常的想到主，我很渴慕主。
I always thought about the Lord. I thirsted for the Lord.
所以我会常常的祷告，是真的祷告，不是报告。
Therefore, I always prayed, and they were genuine prayers. They were not routine prayers.
在祷告里面，我常常求的就是能够去讨神的喜悦。
In my prayers, what I always asked was that I can please him.
我每日去灵修读经去背金句。
I did devotion and read the Bible every day. I remembered the Bible scriptures.
我常常听信息，每个信息至少听十次以上。
I always listened to God's messages, and each message I heard at least 10 times or so.
我相信我哋每个人起初所行嘅事都唔一样。
I believe that each of us did different things at first.
所以唔系讲到依家嘅律法，我哋要跟住某某弟兄姊妹去做啲咩就叫属灵。
So I'm not saying that it is a rule that we need to follow certain brothers or sisters' practice so that we are spiritual.
但系至少我哋嘅灵修、读经、祷告、生活系唔能够妥协。
But at least we can't compromise our daily practice of devotion, Bible reading, and prayer.
我们对罪的态度是不能够降低。
We cannot lower our standards towards sins.
我对主在我们身上每一个要求，我们都要进行。
Each of God's commandment we need to follow.
即使我们今天行出来，但至少我们要立志遵行神的旨意。
Even though we can't carry out some commandments, at least we are determined to do God's will.
正如主在约翰福音七章十七节讲，人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
Just as the Lord said in the book of John, chapter 7, verse 17, If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
虽然行出神的旨意是靠神，但是立志遵行神的旨意是我们该有的。
Although doing God's will is through God, we should have the determination to do so.
即是我从前分享到，多年前神感动我要讨他喜悦，我就回应要讨他的喜悦。
Just as I shared this with you many years ago, that God wanted me to please Him, then I responded to God that I would please Him.
这个回应是需要我个人在神面前的立志。
So my response was to make a commitment before God.
当我立志回应神的感动的时候，神就一直在我身上工作。
And after I made a commitment to respond to God, He continues to work in me.
所以总结今日嘅信息。
To summarize today's message，
神嘅话我哋属灵生命成长嘅食物。
God's word is the food that can help the growth, help us grow in our spiritual lives。
但系我哋需要有一个对嘅心。
But we need to have a proper heart。
当我哋嘅心对嘅时候，我哋同神嘅关系就对啦。
When our heart is proper, our relationship with God will become proper。
因为二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
Because do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?
但这个关系可以随着我们心里面有添加物而被破坏。
But a relationship with God can be destroyed if we have additives in our heart.
这些添加物可以各式各样。
And the additives can be all kinds of things.
它可能是罪恶，可能是习惯，可能是吃喝玩乐今生的事累。
They can be sins, bad habits, pleasures, and life's worries.
它也可能是神的恩典，是我们喜欢的。
They can also be God's grace, things that we like.
今天回应诗歌《信靠神服》是 John Samuel 在一百多年前写的。
The responding hymn today, Trust and Obey, was written by John Samuel 100 years ago.
诗歌的来源来自一个年轻人的见证。
And the song was written was based on a testimony of a young people of a young man.
在這個年輕人的見證裡面，他說到 I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to trust and I'm going to obey.
In the testimony of this young man, he said, I am not quite sure, but I am going to trust and I am going to obey.
對於我們來說，或者我們都不太清楚那些添加物是怎樣破壞了與神的同心。
We may not be sure how do the additives destroy our united heart with God.
我們不太清楚怎樣破壞了與主的關係。
And we're not sure how do they destroy our relationship with God.
但是跟這個年輕人一樣，雖然我們 not quite sure, 但是我們可以選擇 trust and obey。
But just like this young man, although we're not quite sure, we can choose to trust and obey.
或者一個需要付代價，需要有捨棄。
We may need to pay a price, we may need to sacrifice.
但是當我們真的認識我主基督耶穌為至寶，就沒有一個代價捨棄太大了。
But if we truly understand that knowing Christ Jesus is a surpassing greatness, then no price or sacrifice is too big.
我們一同唱回應詩歌，信靠順服。
Now let us sing the responding hymn, Trust and Obey.
請起來，我們一同唱。
Please stand. Let us bow our heads in prayer in one heart.
所以天父，我們真的同心感謝讚美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
主要真的我们得罪你的言语就当食物吃了。
Lord, when we receive your word, we eat it as food.
主要实在你的言语是我们心中的欢喜快乐。
Lord, we hope that you are the joy and peace and pleasure in our hearts.
主要我们愿意在你面前信靠顺服。
Lord, before you, we are willing to trust and obey.
主要我们到我们过的日子，主要我们有离弃你，我们心里面有其他的添加物，我们求主赦免。
Lord, in the past, we have abandoned you and we have all sort of additives. We ask for your forgiveness.
为了我们在你面前失去了一份纯一清洁的心，我们求你赦免。
We also ask for your forgiveness for the devotion and sincere heart that we've once lost.
主，真感谢主你爱我们，你愿意我们能够与你同心。
Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you, and we're willing to have a united heart with you.
主，你愿意与我们同行。
Lord, you are willing to walk with us.
主，我们实在真渴慕盼望，我们能够每日都能够同你同心同行。
Lord, we ourselves have no hope, and we wish to walk with you every day.
主，求你用你的慈情爱索吸引我们。
Lord, may you give us a peace of heart every day. May you attract us to you.
帮助我们，以致我们的生命能够成长、成熟、结出果实来。
May you help us to grow, to become mature, and to produce a crop.
我们祷告、祈求、感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
A prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated.